Reports of high grasshopper counts ring some alarm bells, but it's too early to panic.
There are spotty occurrences of grasshoppers, as indicated here, and for the most part, a lot of it is wait and see.
That's provincial entomologist James Tansey, who says that while there have been some fields in the Coppell Valley north of Regina showing higher counts, we are not facing an outbreak of biblical proportions.
Well, there were two species primarily, the clearwing grasshopper and two-striped grasshopper. Far more clearwing than two-striped. When you say the term locust, this typically applies to a couple of old world species. So that is the desert locust and the migratory locust. And, you know, people have probably heard some of this in the press recently, problems in Africa and the Middle East, and most recently India has been suffering under these animals. The American Southeast also has a species of locust. The term locust actually isn't really a taxonomic term. Like, it doesn't, it's more of a behavioral description. So that is when these animals swarm and take wing, that's more the locust behavior.
So far, there seems to be limited hotspot damage.
Now, the area of heavy damage doesn't extend very much beyond about a 3 or 4 kilometer radius around this central site. So this is down in the valley. Heat is accumulating pretty dramatically down there. I mean, it's characterized by prickly pear cactus, so that gives a pretty good indication of what sort of heat accumulation you get there. So these animals are speeding along through their development more quickly than they are in, say up on the flat where they're exposed to slightly cooler temperatures. Insects, like all insects, are ectotherms, so everything about their lives is dictated by temperature, so including their development rate. So they overwinter as eggs. They're going to pop up as nymphs, go through a series of molts, and the period between these molts is called instars. So what we were seeing out there was a mixed bag, things as small as second and third instars all the way up to adults. And I would guess that maybe 10 to 15% of the population had achieved adulthood at that point and were flying.
At the same time, Manitoba is seeing some higher than last year hopper activity. Matthew Johnson and his tech company M3 Drone Service are on it. And he confirms the Manitoba hopper scene is limited in the area, but at times with high numbers.
And we're able to zoom in and see and use some software to be able to count all the insects that are visible in the picture. So we were doing that the other day. We found 17 grasshoppers within about a square meter, which is a pretty big problem.
On the land from The Rock, I'm Jack Dawes.